This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is out in this hour of our focus. The president says he's going to sign Congress's short-term spending bill to keep our government open. I don't think anybody really cares. The other people that get a paycheck, the 4 million people. You know, there are 4 million people who work for the federal government. 4 million people work for the federal government. And the vote takes place. Senate passed the bill. Yeah. You know what? This whole thing drives me nuts. This, all of this foolishness. It really is. And it is. It's foolishness. It has become somewhat of a joke. The government, the size of the government. And here's a good example. An investigation found that the chief of the Federal Emergency Management Group, Brock Long, used government vehicles, and it cost you and me, the taxpayer, $151,000. Unauthorized use of government vehicles. Department of Homeland Security looking at his use of agency cars on trips to his home in North Carolina. It was determined there was inappropriate use. These people think there are no checks and balances. They think they can do whatever they want. So today's Wall Street Journal shows that the actual number is over $151,000. He had an aide drive him and his family around in Hawaii last year and charges it up to you and me. Supposedly the trip was for FEMA business and a family vacation. Yeah, of course, FEMA business. The aide was suspended after he tried to slow down or stop the investigation. The aide apparently destroyed all the evidence, or tried to. So is this, why does this guy go to jail? He should be in jail. The Department of Homeland Security says that Brock Long now has been told if he wants to keep his job, he better cough up $151,000 to reimburse the government, whether or not it's the whole amount or... this is, again, more of the same kind of thing, the malfeasance from people who are entitled, or so they think, because they work for the government. 11 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at 14 past the hour. So it seems, Jennifer, Americans under the age of 45, that would be you and Kara, have found a rather novel way to rebel against the old folks at home, like me.
Really?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Staying married, or not getting married,
that'll
the two of you. Yeah.
I saw the story, too, and it said millennials were making divorces go away, because the idea was they're staying married longer. But I think if you actually read into the survey, it's not that they're staying married longer, they're just not getting married.
Yeah, well, I think it's a combination of both. It's that they're waiting longer to get married, so it's not a bunch of 23-year-olds getting married and then getting divorced a year later. So they're waiting until, like, 35, finding the person they actually want to be married to, and then staying with that person.
So that's what you're doing, Kara. Have you got a plan?
Not really one that I don't know. I haven't set a set time yet. I'm waiting until 35.
Fine.
I don't know.
Right.
I might wait till 60.
Fine.
Maybe I'll just sit on my couch and knit and hang out with some cats.
There you go.
No divorces in my future.
What a plan. I love that laugh, but I always love the smile in your voice when I know you're going down some silly street. But this, actually, I have had this conversation with both my children a lot as to what is smart and what isn't in terms of relationships, and thank heavens they listened to me, or at least they thought what I had to say made sense. I told them, don't get serious till you're after 30. Live with a person you think you want to marry for 3 years, and after you get married, don't have kids for 3 years. So Megan met Matthew, I think she was 33 or 34. She had dated him and lived with him and got married to him, and waited for a while to have the child. It was December of 2014, and they're living happily ever after. So maybe that's my son hasn't gotten married yet, and he's moving along. So it's really interesting to look at the information from demographers about the divorce rate and how not only here in America but elsewhere, you go around the world and see that people get married. I don't see any reason. Well, maybe this is just me telling you my story. I'm finally learning what the hell the story is with me after all these years. I've probably saved myself from being married about 6 times and then thinking marriage wasn't that big a deal. It was the definition of the relationship. Who do you want to be with? How do you want to spend your time? What is it that makes this person... See, I'm one who believes that the person you hang around with needs to be your best friend. And there is a than my old business about the friend being a friend till the end, because a friend is spelled F-R-I-E-N-D. There are lots of great acquaintances. I was having this conversation with a person the other night, as a matter of fact. How many really true friends do you have? Is the best friend you have, would you define him or her as the best listener? If you have somebody that's close to you that talks about themselves, then they aren't really a true. If they talk about themselves all the time, they're not really a friend. And I find in my reality that friends are not takers, they are givers. Whether you need it or not, they don't sell you something. They don't invite you to parties in place of asking what they can do for you. Remember the old thing from John Kennedy? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for it. Well, that's a play on, you know, if you got a good friend, what do they do for you? What do you do for them? And I think that there's no judgment with friendship, frankly. How many friends do you have, Jennifer, that do not judge you? Kara, ask you the same question.
We'd probably have to ask my friends, right?
Well, no, you would know. I think, I would hope you would know who
it is. I don't consider people to be my close friends if I feel like they're judging me. But I think it really is subjective. I think that we all judge people to some extent in not even by choice or trying to do that. I think our brain just processes things, and that's okay. But I would say friendship for me are the people who I can be myself around, because there are very few. I have a lot of friends, but the people that are the closest to me in my life get to see it all, and I rarely show that all of me side to everyone. So for me, that's a pretty special relationship. When I feel like I'm being completely visible to somebody, that to me is someone who's going to stick around for a while in my life. And vice versa, I think we show different aspects of our personality to people depending on who we are, where we are. Are we at work? Are we at school? Where are we?
Jeff your best friend?
I think Jeff is definitely my best. I would say my best friend. I will tell you the thing about Jeff that I tell everybody when they say, well, was it that, you know, when did you know? And the moment that I think I knew with Jeff is I can be completely myself around him. I don't feel like he's going to run. You know, for someone who is a child of divorce, I think specifically, you always think the next big fight is going to be the one that's going to make somebody run.
Leave.
And, yeah, and so there's that sense that maybe that's an abandonment thing. I don't know. But
it is.
That's way above my pay grade,
true. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what it is. My mother abandoned me, and so I worry and wonder and maybe have attracted women in my life who that's what they do.
When you know you've met someone who you could say anything, you could do anything, and that person's going to still be there for you, that's a huge deal, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Yeah. That's what I hope for everybody. That's the sense of comfort. When people say, well, you want someone you're going to be comfortable with, it's not about letting yourself go and sitting in a house coat and putting your slippers on, you know, and never talking to your spouse again. For me, that comfort is being safe and having trust with the person that you're with. And,
I think you also, a good friendship, the person who's a true friend isn't jealous ever of you. And I wonder if they're, I'm wondering about advice, giving advice, taking advice. Do you think that your friends give you advice? Do you take their advice? Do you listen to them that way?
I absolutely will listen to advice. Now, I'll also give advice, and sometimes unsolicited, and I hate it. But when I care about somebody, and, you know, and I don't want to be one of those people, but, like, if I care about somebody, I'll say, well, why don't you try this or why don't you try that? And that's not me trying to say I know everything at all. Mm-hmm. It's just because when I care, I get involved with people. So, yeah, I think advice is good. I think laughter is key. Holy smokes.
Yes.
If you can't have somebody that you can just laugh with and not take yourself so seriously with,
you're
never going to make it.
Let it all hang out, boys and girls. That's the way you can measure friendship.
And then some people have all of this, and they still get divorced. So sometimes it's just life.
Back to the Big D.
That's right.
It's 21 after the hour here on the Big D JV program.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Master of our lives in some respects. Don't we all listen to some music every single day? Jennifer, you listen to music every day, don't you? In some form? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Kara, you listen to music in some form other than here?
All the time.
In your car?
In the car, at home, yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah. Music is fabulous.
Were we listening to Elton John together? Because I was singing Tiny Dancer
yes.
in the shower
yes.
this morning.
Yes,
so that was in my head for a reason,
that was
right?
Enough.
Okay, good.
So now we're listening to Prince, who is in the news again because the University of Minnesota has awarded him an honorary degree to recognize his influence on music and his role in shaping his hometown of Minneapolis.
You think he cares about that right now?
They're going to put the award on his tombstone. As it turns out, the president of the university presented the school's highest honor, the Doctorate of Humane Letters, to Prince's sister in a ceremony on campus. Wasn't she fighting about the money? How many sisters did he have? Half-sisters? This is Tika, right?
A large family who were...
Looking for some of the dough.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, the university had been preparing to present it to Prince himself before he died.
Oh, okay. Then
students,
I get that.
Yeah. The University School of Music. And we're joined by guest artist Kirk Johnson, Jellybean Johnson, St. Paul Peterson, Cameron Kinghorn. Don't know who any of these people are. Should I know who these people are, Kara?
Not necessarily.
I don't know who they are either. Although I'm interested in Jellybean Johnson. I like jelly beans, so.
Name sounds delicious.
Great name, yeah. All right, so another honor for Prince. Another honor for Loretta Lynn. As long as we are in the honor department, Loretta Lynn is going to be honored at the CMT. Artist of the, she's going to be the honor, really, she's going to, is that, they only give this to one person a year, is that right, or she's going to be one of the artists of the year? How does this work, Jen?
You know, I don't know, I think, I don't know if she'll be surrounded by other people.
Well, I think the award show is Artist of the Year, so I imagine there are going to be multiple people, but she's getting the award Artist of a Lifetime.
Yeah, so it's like the Lifetime Achievement.
Yeah.
And she artist deserves of a it, lifetime. Man. She can sing it. She's got the history behind
her. She's 80, what is she, 84, 86, something
she's
like
fantastic.
That?
Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah.
Came back after
I saw her not
stroke.
Too long ago, and she still looks amazing.
I just like this sound. Frank, crank it up a little, Carol, will
you? And you can hear the record, which is great.
Daddy loved and raised their kids on a minor.
Something about this kind of country that I like, Frank. I don't like the new singers, but I like this. Anyway, a Sissy Spacek, who played her in the movie Coal Miner's Daughter, is going to be present to give the award to Loretta Lynn. That'll be kind of nice. Other people who have been honored, Shania Twain, Kenny Rogers, Merle Haggard. Those are people who've gotten the Lifetime Achievement Award.
She's definitely deserving of it.
Oh,
in
absolutely.
That crowd, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good crowd to be in. The honorees for other things at the CMT Artist of the Year event: Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, Little Big Town's Karen Fairchild, Kimberly Schlappman, who's Kimberly Schlappman's the only name
she's
here.
She's also in Little Big Town.
Yeah, she's in Little Big Town.
Oh, she is. Okay.
She's the blonde with the lots of hair, and she does a cooking show.
Oh, really? Lady Antebellum's Hillary Scott is going to receive. So this is all about the women getting the awards.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are there any?
Hashtag me too.
Hashtag you too.
It's about celebrating too. Women, yeah.
Yeah.
And country music gets in trouble for not having enough women right now, so this
yes.
is a good thing for them.
Right. Anyway, the first time they have all-female group of honorees, so that's an acknowledgement of what we were just talking about, Jennifer. Most celebrated women in country music are going to be the focus of this show. When is this going to be aired? Let's see here.
The 17th of October.
October 17th, yep. On CMT. Aha! 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the first woman to raise allegations of sexual misconduct against him years ago will both be testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. However, they will testify separately, Kavanaugh strongly denying the allegations made by Christine Blasey Ford. Meanwhile, Democrats say, with other women accusing Kavanaugh as well,
Republicans need to immediately suspend the proceedings related to Judge Kavanaugh's nomination. And the president must order the FBI to reopen the background check investigation.
That's Senate Minority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer speaking. The Fed bumping up its key interest rate yesterday by a quarter point. President Trump says he's not pleased at that news. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're in trouble here, or maybe you're in trouble here to fix it, or we're here to cause trouble.
Trouble all around.
That's Jennifer's MO. Not me. I wouldn't cause any trouble. No. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. Doug Steffen is here. Those damn feds have interest rate fever. Federal Reserve raised the key interest rate again. I thought that the Donald was going to put a stop to that.
Well, he certainly doesn't like it. He said as much this week when he spoke at the UN. He spoke out against the Fed. But this is actually a good thing. It's confirmation. I think the economy is really as strong as we think it is. Sadly, not a great thing if you're looking to buy something in the next couple of months. But yeah. The Fed says that there's probably going to be another rate hike by December. So lock in because there's another one coming.
All right. What else have you got that's trending, Jennifer?
Fundraising, I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, all week long we've been talking about the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, right? Will he be, you know, what will come from the testimony? All of this speculation has been the topic of conversation in political circles. Well, now that we know how everything is playing out a bit, it seems that people on both sides of the aisle have been going nuts with their fundraising efforts. I don't know if you've noticed this, but Senator Kamala Harris has been spending tons of cash. She wants to run for president in 2020. Yeah. She sits on the Judiciary Committee. She's run like 3,600 different Facebook ads against Brett Kavanaugh. And so that story reported by the Wall Street Journal, easy for me to say.
The Washington Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal. Yeah. It made me think, because I've noticed an onslaught of political ask letters this week. I know my colleague on the local show that I do in Los Angeles actually came to work. He printed out all the asks that he got in a 24-hour period from Democrats. He got about seven, I think, or no, he got maybe more than that. I got about seven in a 24-hour period from Republicans. So it's interesting to see, and I was curious, Doug, because I know you kind of vote back and forth on both sides of the aisle. Have you noticed any, like, junk emails as soliciting money, like we're seeing the senators do to try to leverage what's going on with all the
yep.
chaos?
Had a couple of chilly nights here in Massachusetts, started some fires with them.
Did you? Was that your
that
very was
good
your
for
fire
that.
Starter, huh?
Yeah. And I was interested in Brian, your partner. He's a cheapskate, so if they send him all those requests, imagine how many they send to people who actually
Well, this
give.
Is what and so, okay, because I was thinking about myself when I started, because I get the fundraising requests.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the Trump list.
You're
and
invisible.
So everyone, and the RNC, I get them every once in a while.
Yeah.
But they really picked up this past week, and I thought that was kind of interesting. And so I was like, okay, when was the last time I gave? And I gave a little bit of money to a guy who was running for governor in California, Travis Allen. That was, months ago during the primaries. But I haven't given to a national candidate in a long time. I asked
Nor
Brian the same thing. I said, when was the last time you gave? Like, honestly, I know how you like your money. When was the last time? I asked him this on the air.
In other words,
and he said, oh.
Yes.
He's like, I can't remember. It's been eight years maybe. Maybe even more than that. He said, I don't even think I gave to Obama. Maybe Hillary the first time, he said, he might have given some money. So that's how long it's been. But your name is so valuable. And I just thought it was an interesting element from this Kavanaugh story is just how much on both sides of the aisle we're seeing all of this posturing, all of these people using these things, which should be taken very seriously, to make money. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. As the system is so corrupt and becoming more corrupt, it's all about money, 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 power, 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 grab, grab, grab.
How do
and
we
what
get
a
the
joke.
Advantage?
That Kamala Harris is the most grandstanding opportunist. How she got to be where she is, and people are that... They can't see through that. She's so transparent.
Well, what's interesting about her, the backstory, if you're not familiar with Kamala Harris, she does sit on the Judiciary Committee, so you've seen her during
it's
all
her first
of this.
Term.
But it's her first term, and she was elected in California. She was the
replacement for Barbara Boxer,
the Attorney General.
She was the Attorney General.
She was the Attorney General of California. And she and Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who's running for California governor now, made this pact when she replaced Barbara Boxer in the Senate. And the idea was one of them would run for governor, one of them would run for Senate. So it's so kind. They didn't even make Californians actually have to decide any of this. They made a backdoor deal. Gavin Newsom said, you run for Senate now, I'll run for governor, meaning this year. And they made this deal. That's what they're doing. Californians just vote for them because they have a brand name. And whammo, now we're seeing these people in positions. And I don't know if they're making us proud or not, but there they sit.
Well, it's a pretty creepy system that's getting creepier, and the amount of money being spent, $4 billion was spent for the presidential election 2 years ago for all of the various races, most of it on the presidential race. This year, $4 billion plus is going to be spent, and there's no national election. It's all senators, it's all congressmen, it's all governors. It's obscene.
And if you think about it, one of the things that I noticed, too, is during the initial hearing for Brett Kavanaugh, this is a few weeks back now, when the senators were posturing, remember there were protesters breaking into the room, as the senator was questioning Kavanaugh, fundraising asks would be released from their social media accounts. Yeah. That's how pinpointed all of this stuff is.
And who gets angry? Who's so angry in this circumstance that they break into the hearing room? I don't want this guy. Who gets that angry?
Well, some of them were paid.
That vexed. Some of them are paid to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Other people in the news, let's put our oar in the other, well, maybe not in the other water, but the other side of the boat. Gisele Bündchen, is that how you pronounce her name?
There's no K.
Bündchen.
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 She's not a munchkin, she's a Bündchen.
But CH could be pronounced K, Miss Know-It-All. Bündchen.
No one pronounces it Bündchen.
Bündchen. Anyway, she's the wife of Tom Brady. Both of them known for their bodies, I guess, right? Would you say that was true?
Oh,
both of them are known for their bodies?
She's a supermodel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her big break came in 97 when she walked topless in Alexander McQueen's runway show, but she doesn't have anything to see. What is it, walking topless when you don't have anything to see? What's the point?
They don't like to show a lot like that. They like skinny girls in modeling, and she's pretty hot.
Well, they had the models this week that had three breasts.
That was bizarre.
Where was that? And that was in France, I think, wasn't it? So, anyway, she has a new memoir out, Ms. Bündchen. Bündchen? Bündchen. Bündchen. I'm going to do it with Carol.
Bündchen.
Bündchen. She got a lot of
just
information.
Just pretend the K is silent. There's not a K.
Her first contract was for $25 million when she was known as the Boobs from Brazil. But she didn't have any boobs, so what are they talking about?
She has a little bit, Doug. She's Brazilian. She's got a hot bod. She's got a little on top, a little in the back.
She breastfed her children, and that helped her a little bit. The story reads, she breastfed her children, Benjamin and Vivian, and her husband, Tom Brady.
That's a little too much information.
Yes.
That's where the third boob comes in.
She said she nursed them all for 18 months. Anyway, her self-esteem, she says in the book, took a hit when she realized her breasts were now smaller than they had been before. Isn't it? I don't know. There's the fascination with breasts. It seems childish.
I know, Doug's sitting here talking about, why would you want to see a shirtless woman on the runway when she's got small boobs? No guy I've ever known would complain about that.
Really?
Yeah, I think that this story's heartwarming, and you want to know why?
Her memoir
the story you just told. The story is heartwarming because it means even when you look like Gisele Bündchen, people are still insecure. Thank God! Isn't that great news for the rest of us poor schlubs
who are not Gisele Bündchen? Much about her body and her boobs. That seems to be the story. The memoir is called Lessons, My Path to Meaningful Life.
I'm sure there's more to it like that.
It seems her path to meaningful life was with boobs.
Huh? I think
I imagine she was judged for her body.
Herself.
Yeah.
Well, but did she make a choice to do that with her career? Is she people complaining about that sort of thing when they make their career path a modeling career path?
Well, I don't think she's complaining. I think she's just saying that, yes, that's the career path she took. Obviously, people are focused on her body. And I think she's just saying that even these people that you think are the most confident and the most beautiful in the world still have issues sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We all have issues.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Every single one of us, no matter where we come from, have issues. No question about that. Just because you have money or fame, recognition, doesn't mean that you are devoid of the personal problems. That just part of life.
Right.
Anyway.
That's the heartwarming part of this is that she was insecure, too. And that should make a lot of women feel good because a lot of people think that she's the epitome of beauty.
I'm going to introduce you to a lady who, in my mind, is beautiful, and she has a great new business. She happened to be a friend of mine, but I want you to know what she's doing because what she's doing is something that is so fascinating and so needed that the story needs to be told. So we'll spend a few minutes in a matter of moments here, figuring out how a new business is formed, and the specific new business venture that she's involved in will help you find out about that in a moment here.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT,
real protection.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 past the hour here on the DJV program. Nicole Figueredo is a person that I am happy to call a friend, and I don't do this very often, but in this case I decided I would make an exception because what she's doing is so important. She's worked in the public sector, government, that sort of thing. She's great. She's a whiz when it comes to computers. So she put this all together, as she and some other folks, to create a company that answers your requests for information about people who are in public service. You've heard of freedom of information requests, right, Jennifer? You've heard of people asking for info.
Absolutely. Yep.
Try to get it.
I know. Hey, we see that all the time. Organizations like Judicial Watch and stuff, they use the Freedom of Information Act, but it takes a long time.
Takes forever. Mm-hmm. So now Nicole and her partners come up with a new way to get access to public records. So those of you who have been aggrieved, which is probably pretty much all of us, and you want to get at information that will help you understand or solve your case, and now you have the opportunity. So why was this so difficult to do before, Nicole?
Well, it's not difficult to, it's difficult to do, yes, but the average person doesn't realize or recognize the laws and how they apply. There's exemptions to it, and there's been an uptick in the number of requests that federal, state, and local agencies.
You think? Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah.
How they're receiving the information, and sometimes it's coming in and it's not clear. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we receive your request. We review the request to make sure it's clear and concise. We file it with the agency. Then we give them a little warning shot, let them know that they're running a little below or behind, and we're not afraid to challenge them when they send back information that's heavily redacted, not citing exemptions, or if they're missing their deadline. And we do it all electronically.
So if somebody, give us an example of someone who would take advantage of this. I've done it, and many other people who want to know more about the process, want to know more about the inner workings of government. But what would be a perfect example, a typical example of what you would do in this case at this company, which is called what? What's the
Request FOIA.
Request?
Request FOIA.
Well, right. It's like New Englandy. FOIA. We're doing this for you.
Yes, request FOIA.
It's a request FOIA.
Yeah.
All right. So who's the? Let's have a typical example of how this works.
So let's say I wanted to find out how a policy was made in my community, and how they came to developing the policy. I would go on request FOIA, and I would fill out the information, and I would pick how I wanted it done. So for $19, we just route the request, make sure it's good to go. Let's say I didn't want them to know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
I would choose our $29.99 plan, and that would secure my identity.
Yeah, and you don't want people to know who is asking for the info. You want to remain anonymous in this circumstance.
Right.
Absolutely.
Most people will want to be anonymous. They're afraid of retribution or retaliation, especially at the local government stage. They're afraid that if they ask too many questions, they're going to be seen a certain way by that organization. And then at $49.99, we'll also challenge it. If it comes back and it's heavily redacted or if there's an issue with it, we'll go and we'll file the appeal with the Secretary of State.
And Nicole will come to your house and make dinner for you. All of those things come for 40 years.
Now, Nicole, does this happen only in the state of Massachusetts, or can you do this anywhere?
No, this happens throughout the country. So we researched this. We've been researching it for a while, and it's just been going on throughout the country. I mean, in some states, and the time frames change. So in some states, you have 3 days to respond. In Massachusetts, you have 10.
All right. It's Request FOIA, F-O-I-A. Is it requestfoia.com? That's where people go, right?
RequestFOIA.com.
RequestFOIA, F-O-I-A.com. Nicole Figueredo here on the DJV Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Day Health. I say good day because there's a tradition in my broadcast book of bringing people a good day, and I have a focus of that when people join me, like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here continuing to overview the sources of information every week. He studies the journals, and we come up with a number of stories. We'll put three of them together because they're is an emphasis on children in these three, starting with a focus on mothers who smoke pot. What happens to the children of mothers who smoke pot? Is this just smoking pot or smoking pot while they're pregnant with their children?
This is just smoking pot after their children are born.
Ah.
If mom uses pot, her kids may be more likely to try it themselves at an earlier age. Early initiation is one of the strongest predictors of the likelihood of experiencing health consequences from marijuana use. This is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week.
Okay, so let's follow this through a little bit. Smoking in general, my mother smoked when she was pregnant with all three of us. I have secondhand smoke issues now, as you know, being my doctor of record. So there is that. But now, there wasn't any, it was accepted, so you didn't find anybody afraid to smoke around their children. Is it the case that people who smoke marijuana do it just sort of openly around their children, or do they do it when nobody's looking?
Both.
And it is. I mean,
both,
I can't imagine.
And it's sad. And marijuana use among children and teens, it's linked to problems with attention, concentration, decision-making, and working memory. Young people may experience prolonged impulsivity for weeks after using the drug and reductions in IQ, anxiety, symptoms of depression, and other thinking problems that last into adulthood.
Yeah, but when you think about it, I get that. But I'm thinking about mothers. I can't imagine a mother lighting up a joint around her children. It just doesn't equate with me. But why is it any different, really, if you flash back to 60, 70, whatever, how many, 65 years ago, when I was a kid, when my mother smoked, there was no reluctance to do it. So is that where we're going with marijuana? It just seems like a disconnect.
It seems that way, and it's such a disconnect to you because you don't do it. But that's where this study is reflecting, that those parents who do use it, their kids seem to start it earlier.
All right, breast milk and what it does to brain development. Listen up if you have a baby in the cooker. Maybe if you're worried about it being a preemie, this will help you relax a little bit, Ken.
Some good news. Premature babies are at risk for long-term problems with thinking and learning, Doug. The news this week, breastfeeding premature babies could boost their brain development. Helping mothers breastfeed after preterm delivery may improve long-term outcomes. This is out of the medical journal Neuroimaging this week.
So would that be the same if you were feeding the child or feeding yourself raw milk, one wonders? If you're feeding the preemie, this is after the preemie is born, obviously.
Correct.
You do breast milk. I wonder how raw milk fits into that, because breast milk is basically raw milk.
No, let's do a study.
Yeah. All right. Who's paying for it, you or me?
Hopefully neither.
All right. Dr. Ken, and focus now on Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. If you take Calitrin at bedtime and you go right to bed, within the first hour and a half, your body goes through rejuvenation. That's what happens when you go to sleep. You got your mind in a good place. It's good for your body as well. Regrowing your body, repairing your body starts once you've been asleep for about 90 minutes. Calitrin works with your body's natural repair system to support and strengthen lean muscle tissue. So if you exercise at all, remember, the main ingredient here of Calitrin is collagen, which is the protein, the building block of your life. And it starts to disappear when you get older. That's why you have to supplement. That's why Calitrin is the best supplementation, because it's all natural. And the benefits, not only losing weight, because it helps you build that lean muscle, push out the fat, burn it off when you're exercising, but the benefits are also great for your joints and that sort of thing, because collagen is very important for your bone and joint health. So let's get on the bandwagon. Collagen, main ingredient in Calitrin, which you can get by going to toploss.com. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code, 10% off whatever you buy, plus the fourth bottle is free. Toploss.com. Lose.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.